Sagt die Gemara, darf Zariches amit Beis. The last line. Tanu Rabbanan. Charutzim hayu kroshim v'chalulim hayu ha'adonim. The kroshim was like a plug. The kroshim had two pegs coming out of it on the bottom. And the adonim had two holes where it sticks in. And that's how they fit perfectly. The adonim was the last amma. And the kroshim were coming down with two plugs. And it went in there, one into another. That's one din. Then the Gemara continues, Daftzarites Omid Aleph. So the Rashi, right away on the top, Milsachita. V'nirin krosin belulois kechoychovin berokia. That's a whole different thing. That's talking about the areas were sewn together. Every area was 4 amas wide. In the middle, there was rings, the lulois that connected them, meaning they were sewn together. Let's say there were 10 yerias. So there was 5 that were sewn and another 5. So that together, there were lulois in the middle, those rings with the buttons, so to speak. But those rings and buttons appeared, being that the yerias, being that the covering was tcheles, and the krosim that were made out of barzel, that's what the Mitzvah explains. So that's why it looks like kechavim berakia, because since after all the tcheles is demil rakia, then you have these bronze metal buttons, so it looks like stars that are shining and lighting up the sky. So v'nirin krosin belulois kechavim berakia. So that's what it lightens up like kechavim berakia. The krosim are the hooks. Not the buttons, the hooks that go into the lulois, into the loops. And being that these loops were lulois, were made out of tcheles, so the krosim, so the golden hooks, appear like kochavim berakia, like stars that are shining up the sky. V'nirin krosim v'chamishim kaisei zohov. There are 50 kaisei zohov. And you mechaved them isha lachoyso. And it goes
connected with the 5 to the 5. What?
Exactly. They're connected the 5 to the 5. So the krosim, the chamishim kaisis of, the chamishim lulois. The lulois are the loops. The loops that you make over here. Now, the loops have to be connected. So I said button, but really it's krosim is really a hook. So the golden hooks, chamishim kaisis of, v'nirin krosim kululois, the krosim in the lulois, in the loops, the hooks in the loops, are like kechavim berakias. You look at it from far, you see barzel, you see the krosim that are golden hooks into the lulois that are made out of tcheles. So mele, it looks like lulois berakia. It looks like kechavim berakia. Zog the Gemara, tonu rabbonon, yirios hatachtoinois shel tcheles. The lower layer, the first layer, which was called the Mishkan, because it covers the Mishkan, yirios hatachtoinois shel tcheles v'shel agomon v'shel telashoni v'shel sheis. Vel Yoinois, and the upper layer we said is not 28 by 40, but 30 by 44, has an extension. Vel Yoinois, Shel Maisi Izim. The Yoinois were made out of Maisi Izim. Ugdoil Chachome Shenemo Bel Yoinois. It was a greater Chachma. The work that was done in Del Yoinois, Yoisim Mima Shenemo Betachtoinois. More than was done by the Tachtoinois. The Ilu Betachtoinois Ksiv, by the Tachtoinois it says, Bechol Isha Chachmas Lev Biodeo Tovu. By the Tachtoinois, so every chachma leiv, isha that was chachmas leiv, was toived biodel. Vila bel yonis ksiv. Bel yonis, by the maisi izim, it says, b'chol anoshim asher nosa libon, oisono, b'chochma, tovu es ha'izim. So it says over there, b'chol anoshim asher nosa libon, oisono, b'chochma. It's more chachma. So Rashi nosa libon, yiseiris chachma mashma. Even a greater wisdom. What's the greater wisdom? Zogt yomor, v'tanya, v'shum b'namechemia, shotuv b'izim, v'tovu mino izim. It was cleaned. It was shotuf. It was cleaned be'izim. The wool was cleaned while it was on the izim, on the goats. V'tovu mino izim. And it was spun while it was on the goats also. And that's a greater chokhmah. The chokhmah that we're able to be tovea mino izim while it's on the izim. The Sforna in Parsha Shmois, Perek Lamed Hei, he explains that the reason why it had to be done before it was even sheared is because when you shear it, it loses like something that's alive. When it's connected to the body, it's still alive. When it's shorn, it loses some of its shine, so to speak. So he says that since the gezize is poigim in the echus of the tzemer, so in Mela, they did this tviya, they did all this while it was still connected to the animal. So Mela, they did it while it was be'izim to add on this additional shine. Now, Rabbi Yashiv in the Oris says very geshmak, he says in the tachtoinus, in the lower ones, they didn't do this. Why? Because the lower ones had to be painted. They were tcheles v'agomim, these different dyes. So dyes, what does it help me if you do it on the animal? The animal is still alive, it's going to grow more. A millimeter more of hair is going to grow. So you dyed it, but the bottom part that's still growing is not going to have to dye. So Mamela b'tachtoinus, they couldn't do it be'izim. It had to be not a ma'is izim. The yonis, which was not a question of painting. So Mamela, the tviya took place, and everything took place on the animal tool. Zog the Gemara weiter, shtei gzus trois. We had in the Mishnah, there were two gzus trois. If you have two balconies across from one another, and there was shusarabim in between, so if you zorik, zog the Mishnah, meaning you're zorik or being moishet from one reshus yochid to another reshus yochid. Each gezuz troy is a reshus yochid through reshus rabim. So assuming that the gezuz troy is owned by one person, so they're not even a shvus rabbonon, they shouldn't go to another person reshus. So zorik v'moishet from one to another, you're potter. This is talking about you're passing it from one to another sideways. However, hoyeshtein b'diuta achas. So even though it went through Rishus Rabim, but if they're Bidyuta Achas, if they're one in front of another, like the Golas were located, how they traveled, so then by Moishet Yechayev and Zorik Yipotah, because that's what took place in the Mishkan. It was Taka Lamayla Masorah, and Lamayla Masorah is not Rishus Rabim, but Lamaisa in the Mishkan, they were Moishet the Kroshim that way to the ones in front of them. So Mele Moishet Yechayev and Zorik Yipotah. Shkachoysa Averis Alevim, there were two Agolas, and they were Moishit and Kroshim, but they were not deserted. Zog the Gemara. Shteg Zustrois, Omar Rami Shumabchia, Agolas Tachtein, Uvenein Vitzidein, Rishus Rabim. Like we had Gemara before. The Agolas themselves, below them, between them, between the two Agolas, Vitzidein, and the side of the Agolas, meaning from the end of the wagon until the wheel protrudes out, extends. So it's also called Rishus Rabim. You had the whole Gemara before that it's called, not called the Rishus Rab Mekura, because we asked after all that you potter in the Rishus Rab Mekura, because Digla Midbar wasn't Mekura. So the reason why we said it's not Mekura, even though they were crushing on top of it, it wasn't a wagon that had a bottom. It didn't have a bottom. It was not like you fill sand in there. It was just had Yesedos. But at the same time, it wasn't even Mekura because the crushing were located. Either there was a space in between that's not loved. There were two in one end, two in another end. The middle was a whole Amma. Or the man d'omer that says atke etzba, different terutzim in the Gemara hakoponim, why it's considered rishus rabim not makura. Omer Abaya bein agola lag. Now we're gonna make the cheshbon, and we know that rishus rabim is called tezainama. Let's see the cheshbon why it's called tezainama. Omer Abaya bein agola lagola kamala erich agola. Between the two agolas, it was an agola, and side by side they traveled together. Another agola. There were four agolas, one in front and one to the side, but between them there was rishus rabim. So. But they were Moshe to crush him to the one in front, not to the one inside. But the two agolas that traveled side by side, the space between them is Kamala Orech Agola. Now the Orech of the Agola was five Amos. We had before the whole Cheshbon. Five Amos is the length of the Agola, and that's how you're able to place. Either four crush him, you're able to place three crush him if you place it on the one and a half side, place it on the one side, it's four. The point is, it was five was the Orech. So the between the agolas is kamla erich agola. So between two agolas was five amos. Zokma bekama erich agola hey amos. So between the agolas was five amos. Frek de gemara lomeli. Why do you say it's five? Bedala du palge sagi. The gemara is asking why you saying that the erich agola was five. Don't say a measurement in the Torah. We just make a measurement based on the krushim that we place. We know there were 48 krushim divided by 4, 12 on each. And you pile them up. So you pile them up either on the one and a half layer, and there are three of them, and you pile them up four high, or you put them on the one, and you make four layers, and you pile them up three high. But the point is you have 12, But why do you have to have that Hagolas of five? Bedaladu palgasagi. Why? Because if you're going to place them now on the side that's 1.5, so 1.5 times 3 is 1.5, 3 is 4.5. So why did the Hagolas have to be born in 4.5? Maybe the Hagolas were 4.5, you paste 3 kroshim.
Less than five.
And if they are placed on the one side, so then also it doesn't have to be on the one side. The problem is you have the tabois, you have the rings, the hooks. Mm-hmm. So if you have the tabois on the one side, you can't place five, even if it would be five, because the hooks are on the way, the rings are on the way. So you place the hooks facing outside. But the point is, so if you place on the one side, you place four of them, so if I had the 4.5 is enough. You don't need five. On the one side, so you place four rows, and they're 3 high. But again, it doesn't have to be more than 4.5. Frag the Gemara, lomeli bedalad, lomeli bedalad palgasagi, enter the Gemara, ki hechadele litcheku kroshim. Meaning, the kroshim should not be matchik if you're mesada al roichvon. Roichvon means 1.5. So 1.5 plus 1.5 plus 1.5 is 4.5. If it's going to be 4.5, it'll be very dochuk. It'll be an exact spot. 4.5 on 4.5, you're putting them, press them one against another. Being dochuk the kroshim, that you don't want to do. Now, Rashi says in Balasad and Lagoichvon. Rashi before in Tzarichas Amid Beis, over there we had, the Gemara said that chamisha bechamisha loy yasvi. We said that the reason why you can't have five kroshim on five is because five and five do not fit. The Rashi gave another reason because of the tabois. That was on the tzad, that was on chudon. On the tzad, that was on the amas side. So maybe place five kroshim, five in area of five, you can place five kroshim, five amas. So Rashi said two terutzim. Chamisha bechamisha lo yasvi, and because of the tabois. Here we're saying is because the lo litchuk kroshim. Why don't we say over here that 4.5 and 4.5 lo yasvi? So it could be it's not shver. Maybe the reason why it's lo yasvi is because it's matchik the kroshim. Why is it chamisha bechamisha lo yasvi? Here the Gemara says lo litchuk kroshim. You can't have 4.5 on 4.5. That's what you have to have.
Lo yasmi,
it doesn't sit. It doesn't sit well when it's 5 months. Yeah. Could be it's because la litchu kroshim. Before we made a cheshbon that it's if it's on a chudo, which is an ama, so then it can't be five because five chamisha bechamisha lo yasvi, one teretz of Rashi, you can't be matchik and mitzamtzim, five and five, or because the blit of the tabois. So the blit of the tabois, that's very good. So that's why you can't be five over there. But on the tzadet chamisha bechamisha lo yasvi, the Gemara over here says 4.5 can't be on 4.5 when it's on the roichav, because lelitchuku could be that is the reason of chamisha bechamisha lo yasvi. So the Gemara weiter, Omar Rav tzidei agolas. So we explain now between the agolas was five. Why? Because the agolas itself is five. Why is the agolas five not 4.5? Because it can't be 4.5 and 4.5 is lelitchuku kroshim. Omar Rav tzidei agolas. The sides of the agola, kamale roichav agola, is like the width of the agola. That means the side of the agola is like the width of the agola. Now, the width of the agola means the inside of the agola. The agola, the roichav of the agola, is 2.5 amas. It's 5 amas in length and 2.5 in width. Now, the tzidei agola means the space after the wagon till the wheel on one side. And the space after the wagon until the wheel on the other side, each one is 1.25 amma. So 1.25 plus 1.25 is 2.5.
You're talking
in
the width?
In the width. So the tzidei agola is the same as the roichav agola. The roichav agola is 2.5 amma. The tzidei agola, 1.25 plus 1.25 is 2.5. So each side, the right side till the end of the wheel is 1.25, and the left side to the end of the wheel is 1.25, so it's 2.5 on its stodim, and tzidei agola is the same as the width of the agola. So now altogether, if you count from wheel to wheel, wheel to wheel, wheel to wheel on the right, wheel to wheel on the left of one agola, is exactly going to be 5. Why? Because the width of the agola is 2.5, 1.25 on one side with the wheels, and 1.25 on the other side, that's 2.5. Plus the middle is 2.5, so it's exactly 5. So the agolas are 5 if you count wheel to wheel in length, and five in length we know, and 5 in width if you count wheel to wheel.
Now, and between the agolas, we said, is also five. So, and the next set of agolas is also five. So it's 15 altogether. That's going to be Mars Kasha. We said Rosh Hashanah is 16. How do you get to 15? Zogdi Gemara. That's going to be Gemara's Chashmin. Oh my God, see the Agola, come on, the Reich of Agola. The side of the Agola is like the width of the Agola. The Kamer Reich of Agola is Chamas of Mechzo. Frek the Gemara, Loma Liba Amsu Palga Sagya. Why do we say that the width of the Agola is 2.5 and that's the Tzidi Agola the same size? Mechatesa, maybe the Tzidi Agola, maybe the width of the Agola is only 1.5. Why does it have to be 2.5? So Rashi explains why we're making Cheshbin that it should be 1.5. Mechatesa, 1.5. So Rashi says, V'yashkivim bo al chudon. Meaning, if you place the kroshim on the chudon, meaning on the side that is narrower, not roichvon, on the side that's only one amma, so you pile them up i3, not on the 1.5 where you pile them up 4, but it's side that is 1. So you have 4 rows al chudon. So if you place it al chudon, so the reason why it's a cheshbon of 1.5, Rashi L'chari explains as follows. Because Mechatesa Amsa Palga. So Rashi says that if, let's say, you place the keresh l'chayri l'orko, instead of, usually we place the keresh along the width of the agola. But you can also theoretically place a keresh l'orko going over the length. So then it's the chudo is an amma. So in order for it to be inside the wagon, so the wagon has to be an amma and a half, it has to be more than that. If you want to place something that's an amma, here is a keresh. There's a keresh, an amma. And you want to place it in an agola that's going this way over the length, so it can't be an amma, because if it's an amma, then it's going to topsy-turvy. It can't be the exact same size, right? It can't be this exact size, an amma and amma. So if it's an amma, so it has to be more than that, an amma and a half. So if it's an amma and a half, so mela, that's our cheshbon, that mechatesa, that agolas were more than amma and a half. Maybe you place one this way, and then you place the other ones going the other direction. You can have horizontal, vertical. You can have one, two crossing going this way, and the other ones going the other way. But or one carriage going this way in the length, and the other ones going the other way. What do you gain? Because it makes it more sturdy. Because after all, the way you say this, it is like another place to hold it on, which should be sitting on. But upon him, it has been amsa palgo if you place it achudo. So mechates it's 2.5, and that's why the Mashor explains. That's what Rashi says when you place it achudo. Because if you place it on roichva, 1.5 cannot stand on 1.5. You can't have an exact measurement 1.5 on 1.5. They'll be too exact. So frag the Gemara. So ba amsu palga sagya, enter the Gemara ki heche de loy lidadu kroshim. If you have kroshim that are 10 amas long, now you place them. We place them over the width. If the center is 2.5. So it's pretty sturdy. If the center is only 1.5, it's going to wobble. It's going to wobble to the right, to the left. It's not going to stay sturdy over 1.5. So emele kecha the lidadu kroshim. So emele, we know it had to be 2.5. Zog the gemara, elo de kaimelon. Derech shus rabim. This is the kasha we're asking. Derech shus rabim is 16 amo. The derech shus rabim is 16 amo. That's we know is the shir shus rabim. Anon de gamin lomi mishkon. The Mishkan Chameisa Havoi. The cheshbon we made is the wagon is 5, the inside is 2.5, the wheels, wheel to wheel is 5. Between the wagons is Kamala Roichav, is again, Kamala is going to be, the between the wagons is like the length of the wagon, Kamala Oirach. So it's again 5, that's 10, and the next wagon is 5. So it's 15. How do you get to 16? Zog the Gemara. Amsi Yaseira Havoi. There was an additional Amma. Where was there an additional amma? The Havakoy ben Levi. There was a ben Levi that stood behind the agolos. The chimishtal for kroshim have a knocked luhu. When he saw that the kroshim started to wobble to one direction, there was an area that he, Rashi explains, there was an area, let's say, a half an amma on the right and a half an amma on the left, on each side of the agolos. So he was able to squeeze in by the half an amma and adjust it. He saw it wobbling to the right. He went to this one quickly and he adjusted it. He saw it wobbling on the left. He went to the other half amma. So you have a half amma on each side. So that's an additional amma that's called the Rishus Rabim. And that's, you have the cheshbon of 16.
But the wagon was 6 ammas, you're saying?
The wagon, no. The wagon was 5.
Right.
5 in between and 5. 5 means 2.5 plus the
right.
1.25, 1.25. So it's 15. How do you have 16? Teretz was an additional half amma on the side of the wagons after the wheels. An additional half amma on the other side of the outer wagon, the second set of wagons under other next to it.
Part of the wagon, you say.
It's not part of the wagon. It was a half arm of open space for you to walk, and that's called Rishus Rabim because the Levi Ben Levi walked over there. That makes it Rishus Rabim. Why was it there? In order to adjust the crushim in case they wobbled to the right or to the left.
But there's more space. There was probably a whole bunch.
But that's not called Rishus Rabim. First of all, the oilim of the Kali Yisrael was over there. The Gemara is going to say soon the oilim were there. Tosha is going to discuss that. The oilim are right. So it's so that's the cheshbon of a half arm. Half amma inside. Now Tosha argues. Tosha says Rashi learns that it's a half amma. So Tosha that no, you need a whole amma. Amsa begavre Yosef. You need an amma. You know, squeeze a person into a half amma and he has to adjust it in half amma. He needs an amma. Zok Tosha ain't an amma. He was one amma on one side, only on one side, and from one side he's able to adjust it. He was very strong. He's able to adjust it even if it flips to the other side. If he sees it wobbling to the other side. So he still goes to the opposite side and he pulls it back. He's able to, in an amma space, you can adjust what you want, whatever direction it's turning towards, even though the amma is only on one specific side. But I could put him, that's how you have 16. The Miri says, another pshat, he says that there was an amma between the agolas, an additional amma between the agolas, and he stood between. Wow. So he was able to adjust it from the middle. I could put him three sheetahs in the Mishnah.
There were four wagons?
There were four wagons. One in front of another, and another two in front of another, and they were going side by side. So there were four altogether.
One Levi was going.
One Levi took care of the four wagons. Either going to Rashi, half Amma on the right, half on the left. Going to Tosis, one Amma on one side, and going to the Miri, an Amma in between. Now Rashi Bavor and Zekasha, we're saying it's 15 Ammas. Zok Rashi in the middle of the Masel Chamesa Haven, Vim Toymar, Yoisim Esrim Hein. Why we're saying that what? That it's 16, 15, and 16, and this one, the krushim with 10 amas. You have two krushim on each wagon side by side. They can't be mamas touching each other, because then it won't be able to move. They're touching each other. Right. So that's be a millimeter in between. So it's 20 amas automatically. So you have more than 20 amas. So what are you saying, Rishus Rabim? It's 16, it's yoisim esrim amma hava, the krushim with 10 amas on each side. Zaktais Zakdrashi ain't that shuva. Shakroshim Lamaila Masora. The Kroshim Lamaila Masora, Lamaila Masora by Rishus Rabim is always a mokum tour. By Rishus Rabim, we're not machshiv, only the mokum of the agolas. The mokum beinein tachtein vitzidein. That's the Rishus Rabim we're discussing. We're not discussing the Kroshim itself, which were 20, which is way more than 16. Because the Kroshim Lamaila Masora, Lamaila Masora, Rishus Rabim is not oilad or akil like Rishus Yochid. It's a mokum tour. So Mamela Lamaila Masora is not Rishus Rabim. Anyways, that we don't, that's not part of the calculation to figure out what's the area of Rishus Rabim. It's Dafka, the Agolois, the Tzidein, Binein, Tachtein, and the area that we're saying now with the Amsi Yesera, so that Taka ends up being 16. Zog the Mishnah, Chuyas Habor Vahasela. Chuyas Habor is the earth that you dig out when you dig a pit. So you have a pit that's in Rishus Rabim, you're digging it out, so the earth that you have on the side of it, Zagrashi Kaka Chafilas Habor, that you put Svivois, like you make like a chayme around it, like a border, like a wall. So that area, if it's Chuyus Habor, or a Sela, a rock, Shein Gvoyin Asog, if it's 10 tall, V'roichman Abin, it's 4 wide, so 10 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim, Hanoitel Men, V'Hanoisen Al Gabon Chayov. If you take from them to Rishus Rabim, or you place on them from Rishus Rabim, so you chayev, because you went from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid. Pochas mikan potter. But if it's less than 10 in height, or less than 4 by 4 in width, so then you take a potter, because then it's not a shame, Rishus HaYochid. Zog di gemore, lo melile misni, chuyus habor vasela, lisni habor vasela. What's nischadish in the chuyus habor? Let it just say, the bor, that's 10 deep, or the sela, that's 10 tall, both of them are considered Rishus HaYochid. What's the union of Chuyas Habor V'Asela? Zog Gemara Masiela L'Rabbi Yochanan. This is coming to Mimiramez, the Messiah, to the din of Rabbi Yochanan. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Bor V'Chuyasoy Mitztarfen L'Asoro. That you don't have to have the Bor itself being 10. You can have the Bor being 7 and the Chuya being 3. Together it's Mitztarf L'Asoro. So even if the Bor itself doesn't have a Soro, you can have a Tziruf of a Chuya and a bar to Shafet in Rishus HaYochid.
So the Mishnah is not even talking about a bar that's asara, but the chiddush of the Mishnah is that chulyas habar, that the bar could be a bar of a tziruf with a chulya to make it into asara. Chulyas habar vahasela that are going asara, meaning a chulya with the bar or a sela are mitzdarif lasara. Now there's a machlokes in the Rishonim, the discussion in Tosis also, legabe the din of tziruf that we're saying, that the chulya and the bar are mitzdarif lasara, could they also be mitzdarif to the shir arba in roichav? Meaning just like the mitzdarif in the shir of oimuk, could you also now be mamshich, let's say you have a roichav of cholol in the bar that's not dalet, but together with the chulya, the top of the chulya, it's going to be dalet, can you also be mitzdarv? Just like mitzdarv the chulya with the bar in depth, maybe mitzdarv the chulya with the cholol habar in roichav. Or no, the din of tziruf is in oirach dafka. In the length, in the depth, you can be mitzdarv to make a 10. But in roichav, you need a cholol of arba. You don't have a cholol of arba. You need the hollow area of arba. So you can't be mitzdarv to the chulya, this heap of sand, to be mitzdarv to create now a roichav of arba, because you need a chol of arba, and this won't be mitzdarv the chulya with the bor. The Mishmur and Shin Mem Beis bring the different shittas of the Rishonim and the Poiskim, legabe the tziruf of roichav. Do we say the same by roichav, just like we say by depth? Zok the Gemara Tani Nami Hochi, we learned similarly in the Braisa. Bor b'shus rabbi mamuki yud v'rechove dalet. If you have a bor b'shus rabbi that's depth 10 and the width is 4, ain memalin him and a b'shabbos. If it's in Rishus Rabim, you can't be Mamala because you're taking from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim. Zog the Mot, Sari Tesla with Beis, Elim Kain, Osala Mechitza Gvoya Yud, Tvochim. Unless you make a Mechitza around it, that's when you want to be Mamala, you have a Mechitza around it. So mainly not taking from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim, because you're within the Mechitza, so you're going from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Yochid. If you have a Mechitza Gvoya Yud, then you could be Mamala. Another din, Ve'ein Choice in the Men of Shabbos. If you don't have the Mechitza, you can't drink from this bar, because it's Rishus Yochid. Elam ken hichnis lo roisha v'ruboi, unless your roisha v'ruboi is in the area of the bar. So then you are, there's no chash that you're going to take the utensil towards you, because your roisha v'ruboi is in the bar. Otherwise, there's a chash that meyim shecha kli etzloi, and you're out of the bar. But if roisha v'ruboi is in there, there's no chash you're going to take from Shus Yochot to Shus Rabin. And this is the Messiah, Zok the Braisa, Ubar v'chul yosoi, mitzdarf el asora. And a bar and a chul yor mitzdarf to asora. You don't have to have the depth of the bar itself. You can have the chul yor on the side of it to mitzdarf to din of asora. A taste on the top says that you need a mechitza of asora around it if you want to drink out of the bar. But if you want to take it out of the bar, is only if you have a muk of mechitzas. Zok taisis pasi birois, meaning the passing that we had in the Gemara in Ervin, for oil regolim, that's not going to help over here. That was a special takona they made for Ber Maim Chaim or Bar HaRabim. Mashenken over here by Bar HaYochid, so you have to have a proper real mechitza, and dafka, a mechitza is going to help and not pasi birois. Taisis does say that if it's not omek yud v'roich of dalet, so it's not a Rishus Yochid, but rather a karmelis, so then they were not machmir, and then taka pasi birois would be matir to be mamala himena b'shabes, even though you're going, because you're taking it from a karmelis. So mele, that could be matir, even out there pasi birois. That's a teizim on the table. We'll stop over here, by the top of the omid on the Daf Tzadi Tes, omid beis.